Hello, and thank you for listening in today. And this is Wellness Works with Centria of Eddie's Wellness and Resource Center here in Baltimore, Maryland. I just want to remind you that you can schedule your session at Massage Book and at @Eddie's Wellness. The first time that you schedule your appointment, you will need to call me directly. But anytime after that, you can go directly into Massage Book to schedule your next appointment. So I am feeling really great about our first interview of the year. This was supposed to be a live interaction. However, as we know, life throws us some curveballs from time to time, so we just make the adjustment and keep it moving. So I am looking forward to having this guest back on and doing a live piece with her. So if you guys have any questions for us at the end of this segment, please be sure to jot them down, and you'll have the opportunity to forward that information to her, and or when we have her back on, you can call in and ask those questions at that time. So today our guest is Miss Carolyn Penny Miles. Hello, Miss Miles, how are you?
Hello, I'm fine.
And Miss Miles, how did we meet?
Well, we actually met at Body and Soul Hair Salon and Spa when I came to get a wonderful massage. Yes, and from that, a wonderful relationship developed. So it's been quite a few years.
Yes.
We've known each other. Yes.
Yes. And guys, I started at Body and Soul back in 2013, March of 2013. Mm-hmm. And Miss Penny was there from the beginning, and she's seen us through all of the changes and transitions, and we are so blessed to have this wonderful woman to be able to reach out to and get guidance from as we need. She's a wonderful, wonderful person, wonderful friend, and we look forward to continuing that relationship. But today, I wanted to highlight what Miss Penny is doing and what she is bringing to the community, because that is equally as important. Miss Penny, over the last three, I'll say end of summer, around that time between August and September.
Yes.
You have been hosting a, I'll say seminar / workshop, because it has components of both. There is lecturing as well as some interactive things that occur. So right. I won't say that it's one thing or the other. It's a little bit of both. What is the name of this presentation, and how did it develop?
The name of the presentation is Getting Your House in Order. And how it came about is that God just spoke to me and showed me how so many people are not prepared for their final, you know, when they die. Mm-hmm. And they are not, we have not been taking care of our temples the way God intends for us to take care of our temples. And so, you know, in his word, he tells us that we must get our houses in order, as he told Hezekiah. Mm-hmm. And so, really, it was a vision from God, and he really gave me the exactly, you know, each step to go through. You know, it means that we're going to be good stewards over the things God has entrusted to us, our souls, which is the spiritual concept, our bodies, our resources. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes people think they don't have anything. Mm-hmm. But we have resources, and we own some things, and we just have to get things in right perspective, and it's not difficult.
Mm-hmm. So what outline do you use? Like, what topics are covered in this workshop / seminar?
Well, we always started off with how we must get our spiritual bodies, our souls in order. And we've used, you know, Hezekiah and how God told him that this night, you know, to get his house in order, that this night his soul will be required. And so from that, we would go into how we must make sure we have that right relationship with God. So we always have the spiritual aspect. Then we go into the, with the attorney. We always have an attorney present. And she, and the attorney goes through your will, your power of attorney, getting those things lined up, you know, for, because we don't know when you know, things might happen.
Right.
But you always should have something in place for the family. And from the attorney, we often, we always have a representative from a funeral home that advises people to do pre-planning so that it's not a burden on the family and so that you have an input into your final arrangement. And actually, it's very, it's economical because you can lock in prices and, and so you could pay, you know, you don't have to pay it all at once. You pay it on time. You can pay it on time. We have a representative also from the cemeteries. So because, you know, often people might not know that there's still another cost that goes along with your funeral. And so we have someone from the funeral, from the cemetery that will be able to help us pre-plan that and get that in order. We also have someone from an insurance company that shares with us and shows us, you know, the importance of having the correct type of insurance. Not just any insurance, but insurance that often will bring you dividends and make, you can often, you know, make a profit. And the word tells us to leave an inheritance for our children. So this is one way that we can also do that.
Right.
And then we go on after we've spoken with folks. We have someone that talks about our emotional well-being. How important it is for emotionally for us to be in charge of our own emotions and have them so that we're able to function correctly. Then we also, and then last, not last, but also have a someone who speaks about our physical well-being, getting this temple in order, what we put into the temple, you know, what we must do, you know, exercise and the importance of exercising, the right nutrition. So it's a full day of sharing and receiving lots of information.
Okay, and everyone, I've had the pleasure of attending over the last 3 years, and not only attending, but Ms. Carolyn has honored me to be able to be one of the presenters over the last 3 years. And I will tell you, even though you think you're hearing the same information, there's always something new and different to learn and glean from. As she mentioned earlier about the final arrangement being separate now, they were not always separate in the past. They've just newly become a two separate costs, two separate entities. So it's little things like that that will make a huge difference at the time of need, that if you aren't prepared or, you know, have knowledge of ahead of time, can become really huge frustrations. So coming to a workshop like this is one of the ways to steer clear of having any type of unnecessary or undue stress at a time where the only thing you need to be concerned with is being a comfort to each other. So please, please, please mark your calendar when we do post when the next one is. But right now, Ms. Miles, I would like to ask you, what has been the most pressing on your heart and mind as this new year has come in right now? I know that you're going to continue this workshop. You're going to have it again this year, and you're going to have, you know, what all of the information, the presenters will bring all of the information that is relevant to the attendees for this year. But I want to know, like, right now, as you are preparing this, this is your baby, what is pressing in your spirit right now based off of the last seminar, or even the culmination over the last 3 years or last 3 summers of doing this? What's on your heart?
Well, you know, what's really on my heart is, as I look at 2020 and I think about this new decade, I really want our emotional and our physical, we must take care of these temples. Those things like our final arrangements and, you know, the attorney at law, those things don't change. Mm-hmm. You have to get those in order. And once you do it, it's done. Mm-hmm. But with our temples, with our bodies, and with our minds, and our mindset and emotions, we have to constantly keep that in check. Mm-hmm. So this year, you know, that's very pressing in my spirit this year, mm-hmm. is that our emotional health, you know, with the turmoil that the world is in, you know, we look at the world, we look at our city, you know, mm-hmm. we look at the breakdown of families. It's so important for our emotional minds, our emotional being, mm-hmm. to be, you know, in order. So this year, that's what's really pressing, and physically, you know, there are things that many of us need to do to physically get, you know, in order, and our bodies back in line, drinking water and exercising and, you know, those kinds of things, eating the correct things. So that's really what's pressing in my spirit for this year.
Okay. And I will have to say, as you bring that up, the presenter that you had last year for the mental health, she was so impressive. Yes. I did take the time to get her information because I'm always looking for people that I can add to my network for referrals as I continue to grow my business. As my business is a referral-based network. So, right. And what I loved about her was that she understood and was able to speak to not only your traditional mental health counseling, but also to the whole spiritual health from a Christian's perspective. So if you have another faith, it's not that she can't speak to it because she understands faith, but if someone is looking specifically for Christian counsel, then like her breadth of knowledge is so vast from what I've seen so far, and she's not afraid. I think that's what hit me the most. It's not the knowledge, it's the fact that she's not afraid to say, you know, what she's observing that may be of a natural cause and not be hyper spiritual. And she's also not so natural based that she's not willing to be bold enough to say, no, this isn't something natural, this is a spiritual issue.
Absolutely. And it's so important because you have to be very approachable and relevant.
Right.
And that's exactly what she was. And I'm sure many people gleaned a lot from her last year.
Yeah. So, And then on the physical piece, and as I said, she did, Miss Carolyn did invite me, and I had the pleasure of giving the physical information. But let me just tell you, like, every time that I do something like that, it just brings it home even more for me.
I know.
So, like right now, and I was like, okay, I have this exercise bike, and guys, my exercise bike is actually in my kitchen, right? So, so it's one of those things where sometimes I'm doing it without thought because it's just there. And if I sit on it, then I'm going to eventually move my legs or my arms or something. But the other day I realized, hey, I haven't actually even sat on the bike in a while. Why? You know? And so when I got on it, I was like, okay, I'm going to do 10 minutes. And I was like, you know, it's no reason why I can't do 10 minutes every day this week. And if I miss a day, it's no reason why I can't just double it up. Like, there's just no excuse. So
it does take commitment. It really
exactly.
does.
Exactly.
But it's necessary. Right. You know, when you really commit to it, you know, I've started making sure I'm well hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
First thing I do when I get up in the morning is drink 8 ounces of water. I mean, before I even leave out of my bedroom,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's just like, oh, wow. And it really, really helps get me going.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That is so true. I've noticed a difference too. And yeah, people, that's like, she said it so calmly. It really gets me going. But the truth is, if you get that water in you, as soon as you get up, like, you do feel like this surge of energy, like you just get an energy rush. So that is like one of the best things that you could do when you first get up is to ingest some water. And then, of course, people have various recommendations to add on to that. You can have your water with some lemon to really get things going, or a little bit of apple cider vinegar, depending on what you have going on with you internally. And just really kick your metabolism, which is basically your body systems. People only think that metabolism refers to weight loss. It's not. Metabolism is your body's systems, period. How they're functioning, how everything works together, okay? So just getting all of that going and ingesting that water first thing as soon as you wake up is one of the best ways to just get going. It's one of the best ways to go ahead and break that fast, you know, before you have your breakfast, whatever time that happens to be. So what else have you been doing to assist you with meeting your physical and mental health goals?
Well, I have been, I go to a exercise. I had an issue earlier in the year with my heart, so I had to go to cardiac rehab. When I finished that, I continued going. They have what they call phase three.
Okay.
So I continue going to exercise, to do the treadmill, to do the new step. I do that a couple times a week, trying to increase not only my heart strength, but my whole body.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, of course, while trying, you know, to watch what I eat, you know, we know our own triggers, you know. You know, so I know my trigger is chips, so I don't, and I would say I'm bringing them for my grandson, and he doesn't want them.
Mm-hmm.
I want them. So I made sure I did have some in here, and I dumped them in a trash can.
Okay.
You know, because I have to make sure, you know, that I'm not going to yield to that temptation, and it's so easy to say, well, I'll just take one, or I'll just eat a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, you know, it really is a lifestyle change, because like I said, 2020 is requiring much more of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts individually.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I've been, you know, watching what I eat, less salt. You know, I cook, I'm caregiver for my mother. She can't have any salt, so I eat what she eats.
Okay.
You know, and Sometimes it doesn't taste real great. But, you know, so, but we managed to eat it.
Okay.
So, you know, it's a whole new mindset as far as, you know, the physical body, you know.
So, you know, have you tried things like, well, not Miss Dash. They have things that are have better herb and spice blends that have a little more zing to them than what Mrs. Dash did. But some people do still like Mrs. Dash. Do you, have you tried things like
really,
that?
She didn't really care for Mrs. Dash.
Right.
But I do use garlic powder and onion powder.
Okay.
And, you know, like that. And a lot, I use a lot of peppers and onions,
okay,
mushrooms, things like that to flavor and to, you know, we don't do a whole lot of red meat anymore. We still do every now and then some red meat, but we don't do much red meat anymore. We don't fry. Yeah, we actually have an air fryer.
Okay.
And we use that sometimes, or bake, or saute, you know, so, you know, it's edible, you know.
Right.
I was always a potato person, so
okay,
I have to watch my carbs. So
okay,
you know, I don't do as many potatoes as I, you know, like I could say I could eat a potato anyway, but
right,
try not to do as many potatoes.
Okay,
more sweet potatoes and baking the sweet potatoes, you know, things like such as that.
It sounds like you're still adjusting to.
I'm adjusting.
Yeah.
Yes, I like that word. I'm adjusting, and I try not to eat out as much, and I do still eat out. I'm
right.
Not, you know, but not as much as I used to.
Yeah.
Economically and physically.
Right.
Eating out can be expensive.
Yes. That is one of the things that we've been working on more also this year is cutting back on how often we eat out. Because like you said, the cost, when we sat down and looked at how much we were spending, I mean, even just on lunch, what we were spending last year on lunch, maybe going to lunch two or three times out the week, we have already calculated that if we have to eat lunch out, the spot that we found, we'll only be spending probably half the amount.
Really?
For the whole week.
Oh, my.
Right. And the food at this place is more like, you know, me or him fixing it ourselves at home. So then there's that advantage. You don't have all this extra unnecessary stuff. You know, so we're eating better already. And then you're saving money. If you need, you know, have to actually go eat out, it's not a burden. And then I'm finding that I'm actually getting full. And that was the other thing I realized, talking about your mental and physical health. This is one of the ways I know when I need to reevaluate things. When my eating habits change. What I realized when we did go to this place the other day was that, okay, I got a little burrito bowl. So there's no starch in it other than what you add as far as vegetables. Or the beans, you know, and I do like the beans, so I'll get the beans. But what I realized was, I was full sooner than what I was, you know, allowing myself to be. And I say allowing myself to be because I was so conditioned or accustomed to just eating all this in front of me and then going about my business. And I'm like, no, I'm full.
You know, and that's so true because so often I found, like you said, getting full. If I'm out, I might eat so much that I'm almost miserable. But at home, I'm able to say, you know, okay, well, I have my plate, I'm satisfied, and put the rest in the refrigerator for tomorrow. Oh, good, I don't have to cook for tomorrow.
Right.
Because I have some, I have leftovers, and I still don't feel bloated and stuffed and miserable. But often when I'm out, because sometimes some places give such big portions. Oh, and then you sit, and especially if you're with someone, you're talking and you're eating, and before you know it, you've eaten a whole portion, which is enough for probably really three, especially with the pastas, you know.
Yeah, especially with pastas. Yep. Yeah. So that was the biggest thing. That and just admitting, okay, I have a sweet tooth. It's not crazy, but I have one. And so then it's like, okay, what is the way that I'm going to satiate this when it comes about, where I'm not jeopardizing anything, you know, that I'm trying to currently do. And so what I realized was a lot of the protein shakes or, you know, meal supplements, they tend to be a little sweet. And or if you add fruit to your shakes, then there's the sweetness right there, and then that's taken care of.
And that's
it's
so
balanced
true.
Out. So I was like, there's so many ways to attack some of the things that are, like you said, your triggers or your sabotage points. But the first thing is realizing it.
Recognizing what your trigger or your sabotage point is.
Right.
You know, I know at home, if I'm home and I don't have those sweets, and my mother doesn't eat sweets, so I really have no reason to bring it in here, because my grandson really, he'll tell me in a minute, I'm not a fan of chocolate. So he's not a big sweet eater. But my mother makes homemade applesauce, and she doesn't put anything in it. And it is so delicious. And we make it in the fall, where you can get all those different types of apples. Like the Pink Lady apple is so sweet.
Yeah.
And so we make enough, and we put it in the freezer, and we just take out a container. And so I can have some applesauce, and usually that'll satisfy me. With some graham crackers, you know, or some animal crackers, you know, something like that. But, yeah, you do, you know, it's a completely new mindset, and and I don't know how my physical body, whether it looks any different to everyone, but I know how I feel.
Right.
And I feel better.
Right.
You know.
And that's all that matters, and the numbers that when you get your labs, you know.
Oh, yes.
That
yes.
is really what's going to tell the story.
That's right.
I've spoken to a few other people, and they've had similar stories. Like, you know, to look at them, you would think that they just have maybe the typical, what's considered to be the typical American diet, which has nothing to do with the food pyramid. So, but when they get their labs, I mean, everything is great.
Absolutely, because I'm not claiming diabetes because it doesn't belong to me, but I've been diagnosed with diabetes. The last time I went, my A1C was below 7.
Wonderful.
And so, it works.
Yep. And that's what I'm saying. You can't always go by the way the person looks, because some people don't look like the healthiest, but they really are on the inside.
That's correct. It may just
be a matter of what we were just talking about. Maybe they're just consuming too many calories or not getting enough exercise, that other part, to burn up the excess calories that they're consuming.
Right.
But they're not eating poorly. They're just eating a little too much of what they are eating. But that's the other half of the battle. And that's why I say that comes back to the mental health also.
That's right.
Yeah. They're definitely completely connected.
They work hand in glove. They really do. the mental health and the physical health, you know, as far as getting our temple in order, getting our house in order, this house that God has really loaned to us, you know, so... So I'm excited about this year's seminar because each year he does give us a greater focal point. And this year, this focus is really so needed. You know, information is knowledge. So we want everyone to get the information as far as, you know, what they must do with their material things, but their physical body, your emotional body, your emotional, you know, your mind, it's got to become subject, right?
Yeah. So, Miss Carolyn, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. I greatly
appreciate
it.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And I'm looking forward to being at the next one.
Absolutely.
Like I said, it's always a great time. And I'm also looking forward to seeing more people this year coming out and gleaming and getting information. And guys, when I say that this is, no, you're not just going to be sitting there getting lectured to by each person. This is completely interactive. If you have questions, you can ask them. You know, you will get an answer. So please, once all the information comes out, make it a point. If you can't come out, share it with someone that you know needs the information so they can come out and get this, because it's so necessary. Everything that is being covered is so necessary to have done and in place so that you can have peace of mind. When those things that she spoke about at the beginning, having the will, having all of the end of life things taken care of already, once those things, when those things are done, that gives you more peace of mind.
Yes, it does.
And it frees up your wallet.
Yes, it
you
does.
Know? Which also puts you at ease. It lowers your stress level. So guess what? You're going to be better physically already, just being prepared. So, and aside from that, okay, I was going to take this time also to remind everyone, talking about feeling better. There are two music events coming up in February. With the Worthy Brothers duo and trio, you have Bentley's on February 1st, and that information will be posted as far as the hour. And then you have LVH on February 8th, okay? And I'll keep you guys in a loop with that. And then, of course, if you are a big fan of jazz here in Baltimore, remember to check out Keystone Corner Baltimore. And then there's also going to be a show at Mary Louise with the Worthy Brothers in January on the 18th, and I completely skipped January and went straight to February, so I apologize, but January 18th at Mary Louise Bistro, and that's right there at the corner of Charles and Reed, okay? So again, this information, the hours and all of the other additional information you need to know for January 18th, February 1st, and February 8th will be posted. And again, we want to keep jazz going in the Baltimore community. It's the one music sound that everyone can agree on and everyone can benefit from. And there are so many different forms of jazz. I mean, just pick two and you're good to go. I mean, there's so many. So we look forward to seeing you guys out there. Hopefully you can come out to one or two. Miss Carolyn, we look forward to seeing you and your sister and maybe
Absolutely.
Some of the folks that we've all worked with. That would be great.
Yes.
And again, thank you guys for listening. We appreciate it so much. And I look forward to sitting, interacting with you guys in 2 weeks. for the fourth Wednesday of the month, which we will do a special Facebook Live with our sit down with Anita of Wellness Today Spa.
Oh, okay.
Have a wonderful day. And Miss Caroline, thank you again for being on. Is there any contact information that you would like for the listeners to have directly today before we sign off?
Yes, they can always contact Carolyn Miles at carolyn.miles52@yahoo.com for any information that they would like to know about the wellness, upcoming wellness, Getting Your House in Order seminar. I thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome. And like I said, we look forward to speaking with you again. So prayerfully, we'll be able to get together the week before the seminar just to remind everyone.
And, that would be wonderful.
Okay, so we're going to make that happen. So the week before, we will get together, get on, and remind everyone of when and where.
All right.
All right. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too, Nan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.